This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. On today, this Wednesday evening in the tri-state area at 6:05, welcome. I am Peter Rosenberg. I can be followed, by the way, on the Instagrams, at Rosenberg Radio. That's right. Or Twitter. Either one, whatever your pref. And, by the way, this is very important, so everyone pay close attention here. ENN tonight does have a sponsor, of course.
Whoa, who is it?
It's brought to you by our dear friends at Coors Seltzer.
There you go.
Coors Seltzer is looking for volunteers to help save our rivers. Whatever you're doing, if you drink a Coors Seltzer, you're volunteering. Each 12-pack sold will help restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a seltzer, help save the Hudson River. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
No, Blake. My pocket protector says you can't go third time through the order. No matter how good you look.
I don't know. I don't know if I want the whole thing, Don. Do we just want the no?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Can I hear that one more time, RJ?
No, Blake. My pocket protector says you can't go third time through the order.
No matter
how good you look.
Yeah, right.
It ends at Blake. Okay. It ends at Blake.
No, Blake.
All right, and let's say good evening to Don.
Considering the disparity in name value.
Disparity? Where was that?
He took out my correction, which is unfair. It's sad, actually, because I always get the correction in my drop. But Don, well, I guess
when did
it's sad
that happen?
Either way. You were off, I think. Now, I didn't do it meanly, because I'm not like you when I said low instead of low, which was just...
No, I don't do it in a mean way. I do it in a gleeful way. I love catching you in mistakes.
Low becomes the first player to hit two opposite.
It's not low.
Field.
It's low.
Yeah. I mean,
that was almost exasperation, not mean.
It was exasperation.
There was a lot of condensation is what it was.
No.
No,
there was no
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You like that?
Oh, my God.
I just produced drops like crazy.
The irony. You were talking about saying words wrong, and
right.
You said condensation instead of condescension.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
Wow, that was amazing.
Bob Green, but now you can throw
Bob
in Super
Guerin. That was anger.
Now, Don, that condensation was sincere, right?
Come on.
He's going to cover it up now. He's going to cover it up and say that
Michael, what did you think? I thought it was real.
Total real. Don doesn't have that much of a grasp of the language. He even says it's an accident that he's here.
Did you mean condescension or condemnation?
Condescension, I think he meant.
Yeah, condescension.
But just a minute ago, you were saying condemnation. So that's the
I
thing. You don't know what you're saying.
I did not mean condensation, whatever I said.
Condensation.
Yeah. I mean,
that was almost exasperation, not mean.
It was exasperation.
There was a lot of condensation is what it was.
Right.
That was you can't hear the sarcasm in my voice.
No!
Listen to it.
Okay, listen again. Hold on. We'll listen again.
It was a lot of condensation is what it was.
You can hear it. I think that's real. RJ, what do you think? Be honest. Don't feel any pressure. That big scary animal known as Don LaGreca is not near you. He cannot hurt you. What did you feel? Was he being sarcastic or was that real?
I think that was real, but I also think he knows what the words mean. I think
right.
That was just a slip.
Right. It was a slip. You know, let's go back to last night. The Dodgers win the World Series for the first time since 1988. We have several calls here. We're going to hear from ESPN Radio. We're going to hear AM 570 in Los Angeles, Fox, MLB International, and Fox Deportes. So let's hear the compilation of the Dodgers World Series win last night.
The 0-2, and it's strike three called. Throws him with a fastball. Julio Urias gets the last seven in a row, and the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time since 1988.
No balls, two strikes, two out. Urias to Adames. Call strike three! The Dodgers win! Finally, the wait is over. The Dodgers are the champions of 2020.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
And that'll do it. The Los Angeles Dodgers have put their postseason demons to bed.
Julio Urías, Dodgers al 100.
Viene Julio hacia el home. Los Dodgers son campeones. Los Dodgers son campeones de la Serie Mundial. Urías entró valiente, cerró el juego y ganan la Serie Mundial del 2020. Los Dodgers de Los Ángeles, esta imagen le dice mucho más que mil palabras.
Want to hear an amazing stat? In the long history of the Dodgers, this is their first championship where Vin Scully was not their announcer. They've had seven. The first one was in 1956, and he's called every one since. And he called 1988 as well. So this is the first one where he's not the Dodger announcer in their history.
Now,
they didn't have one in the 1800s?
No.
When they were the Trolley
Dodgers. He would have called that one anyway.
He would have called that. How old is Vin again?
92, I believe.
No, he's got to be older, right? Because he called games at 90, right? It's been four seasons, believe it or not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think he stayed at the four seasons.
No, I think his last year was 2016.
He's 92. Michael's
92.
Right. He was born November.
Scully?
Birthday's coming up, November 29th. 1927, he's turning 93.
Why does he doubt me?
I don't know. It's a shame.
I'm sorry. You're right, boss. I guess what makes you different than every other human being that I know?
Talent. See, RJ's getting back into the groove now. He's been really bad for about a month.
We got a tweet here from Vin, at the Vin Scully. Actually, we got a couple things here from Vin. We, number one, have a tweet.
Hello.
Thank you. 55, 59, 63, 65, 81, 88, and now 2020.
Yeah, I said 56, 55. I'm sorry.
What a year. What a season. What a team. Congratulations, Dodgers. But there's more than that. I'm just seeing something right now. Hold on. Michael, I know this is important to you, so I'm going to do some connecting right here so you can hear this. God, I'm such a good professional radio broadcaster. Here we go. I'm going to give you some audio from Vin. You ready?
Yeah.
Vin Scully here.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. Well, the word is out. The Dodgers are world's champions. And I know you want to celebrate like everybody else, but let's do it properly. Let's do it the way the Dodgers did, with pride in themselves and pride in our great city. Let's show the rest of the country that we know how to celebrate the proper way. So congratulations to the ball club. Congratulations to you. And now together, let's celebrate the right way in honor of our city and of the Dodgers. Go Dodgers.
You know what Vin Scully is? He's the father of the entire city of Los Angeles.
Wow. It's a big role. Now, unfortunately, of course, that message wasn't received by Justin Turner. Celebrated irresponsibly after finding out he had COVID. Let's hear from Kevin Cash, though, on why he pulled Blake Snell.
Lineup the Dodgers features as potent as any team in the league. Personally, I felt Blake had done his job and then some. Mookie coming around for the third time through. I value that. I totally respect and understand the questions that come with it. Blake gave us every opportunity to win. He was outstanding. They're not easy decisions. And that's where I came to the decision. I felt it was best after the guy got on base. Barnes hit the single. Didn't want Mookie or Seager seeing Blake a third time.
Yeah, because they hadn't been able to see him the entire day. Let's hear from Kevin Kiermaier of the Rays, who did not agree with the decision to pull Snell.
He was dominating. I don't really care what the numbers say. Third time through the order or whatever. There wasn't many guys making contact in general and no hard contact whatsoever. And coulda, woulda, shoulda, who knows what would have happened. But, you know, he threw the ball great. That might have been the best I've seen him. It was incredible.
No. Best he's seen him, and the guy won a Cy Young. That's the best he's seen him, and the guy won a Cy Young 2 years ago.
The interesting thing about it, Michael, was not just the statistics, but the way those who know the game of baseball described how he was pitching last night. I mean, this was a special performance that he was putting on. Also, I went back and rewatched when the decision was made from last night, and they were talking about on the Fox broadcast about how this had come up beforehand, and Cash had always not hesitated to say, in this situation, he's pulling Snell. So I just wonder how much we... I don't know. I know the job of the manager is to say that he supports the analytics, Michael, but maybe he really does, and he deserves to catch some of the arrows.
I believe he really does, but he's not the one spitting out the numbers. He does support the analytics, and I think that Aaron Boone supports the analytics. They're not being forced to take these jobs. They really believe it. They see that over a long period of time, it works, and I agree it does, but in a short series, it might not. That's why you can deviate a little bit in a short series, but they refuse to deviate at all. A smaller sample size, I don't think it always plays the way you think it's going to play. I think Kevin Cash does believe it.
They should put the laptop on the podium and let it answer questions, sort of like when the anonymous Raw general manager was on Monday Night Raw.
I look at it this way.
What's a computer?
The reason these managers get paid whatever they get paid is to take the slings and arrows about these decisions. In a real world, the people that printed out the spreadsheets should be up there explaining in their mumblies why this is the thing to do. But the manager is taking the money in order to be the face of the decision. And he's got to take it. That's part of the job description.
I know. But to me, you've described Patsy. Because not everyone is going to look at it the way you do. All day today, everywhere, social media, on shows earlier today, on the news, because you know when the World Series is won, they talk about it on the news. It's Kevin Cash's decision. And he will be the face of this, and that's by design.
All right, let's move on, shall we?
Why not?
Let's last piece of audio from last night. You guys happen to hear Rob Manfred's post game when he was hosting?
I did.
What's going on here? Let's take a listen to Manfred after the game.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
There's two things I think could have happened here. I don't know for sure. It seems like, you know, some people saying, did he have some kind of a episode?
Right.
Was he slurring his words? Had he been drinking? I don't think it's any of that.
Really?
One of these two things. Number one, he finally left the cocoon of Park Avenue where the Major League Baseball offices are. And the boos were so vicious. I think they knocked him back on his heels. But I think the stronger thing is that he was wearing, you could see, earpieces. And I think the feedback in the stadium completely got him. Unless you're a professional broadcaster, you just cannot even appreciate how difficult that is. You start to listen to your voice, and you start to speak haltingly rather than speak through it. That's the thing I think that happened. I think he had to be stunned at how loudly he was booed.
Don?
I don't buy that for a second, Michael.
Don, what do you think it is?
I've never heard anybody sound that way before unless they were intoxicated.
You think that Rob Manfred, an Ivy League educated lawyer, was getting tensed up when he thought that he could have gone on the field after?
Gary Bettman gets destroyed every time he gives away the Stanley Cup. Every time. Right. Roger Goodell, the last few years, booed with 60, 70,000 people in the stadium, absolutely destroying him. I have seen people. I myself was taken aback when I was on the field. Introducing the sack exchange or whatever, and you even warned me be careful of the feedback. I've never heard anyone sound like that in that forum. I can't believe that somebody who has been there before sound like that because he's been booed or overcome by the PA. You're the commissioner of Major League Baseball.
Now, listen,
can you
actually envision that Rob Manfred would get overserved liquor when he knew that he might be on the field? No way. He's too smart a guy.
No, I wouldn't think he would do that. And I would be worried it was some sort of an episode then. I don't think he would get intoxicated, Michael. But
hold on. You know, people do, just for the record, though. I just want to put this out here. And obviously, we hope this isn't some sort of medical episode.
Right.
And I think we would have heard about that if it was that. There are situations, though, in which people have incredibly busy days, forget kind of that they haven't eaten anything, get served one big drink, and then all of a sudden look up and they're pretty wasted. There's got to be something happened there.
But I just think your reasoning makes – there's just no way at this stage of his career having
– If he was stopping and starting, I would agree with Michael. But it's his voice is wavering that makes it so strange.
Also very cold there. Could have been cold. You know, when it's colder than you think it is, because he's been in a luxury box.
Oh, my dear God.
I'm giving you reasons.
No,
but
fire that off again. I want
Gary
Bettman
standing
cold.
On ice.
I want to hear if he sounds cold.
No, but you...
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
Maybe Michael's right. Maybe he really is, like, stopping to listen to himself. Like,
that's exactly what it is. Because I've never seen him, Don, where he had the earpieces in.
So he had the earpieces in,
and he's getting the feedback from that, and then the crowd is booing, and he's hearing the sound from the speakers in the stadium. And in terms of the cold, I've done hits in cold weather, and your lips do not operate the way they're supposed to. Yeah, it was 40 degrees there. He was probably colder than he thought. I don't think it had anything to do with liquor, and we would have heard if it was an episode. I'm giving you some of the reasons.
I know,
it's
but
difficult
I just think
to speak in ballparks.
I'm not killing him for like what Peter said. It could have been that. Like, I don't think he sat there and he's the commissioner of Major League Baseball and is getting liquored up during the game. I mean, I think that's off the table. Okay. Could it have been a situation where he had one and it went to his head or something?
It happens, guys. People drink in dumb situations. They do.
Was it something? Did he maybe take a painkiller or something? We saw Terry Bradshaw one time. Remember, he took a muscle relaxer and he almost passed out on the air about 10 years ago. Remember that?
No.
I mean, maybe something to that effect. I just can't imagine a public figure being overcome by the feedback or feeling like it was too cold. I mean, I just don't. Are you that bad at communicating that you can't get you can't speak for 15 seconds in that kind of forum as the commissioner of baseball?
The only thing I can say is that the first time I've ever seen him with any ear buds in, and maybe it threw him because the earbuds do not lock out the sound from outside as well. So he's hearing himself in real time. Then he's hearing the reverberation, and then he's hearing the pure, unadulterated hatred from the fans raining down on him. It was a lot to digest. I don't know.
He's got to do it, but can you at least admit, if all those are true, you have to do a better job. You're the commissioner of Major League Baseball. You got to do a better job.
Well, I think Kevin Cash did a worse job than Rob Manfred.
So, and I'll tell you this, if Manfred was completely tanked, I think he did a great job. In fact, it reminds me of this.
Glory, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number, Gloria.
Yeah, that was definitely alcohol.
You think? No, that was actually also Don. It was the PA system. He couldn't hear Gloria. You know why he couldn't hear Gloria? Because they were playing Party Up by DMX. That's why he couldn't hear Gloria.
And I think it was June, but there was a little cool, there was a cool breeze.
Let's hear from Adam Gase, who was asked about his thoughts on rumors that Quinnen Williams is being shot by the Jets.
That he's going to be here. Those are false. I talked to Quinnen. I've not heard one thing come from anybody in the front office about him being traded. I know Joe talked to Quinnen. He talked to his agent. I mean, there's nothing to that. It's false.
How much does he love saying that a report by Manish Mehta is completely false?
As much as anybody loves to say it.
Yeah.
I think the world loves saying it.
Here's Trevor Lawrence talking about whether he's made a decision on the NFL draft or not.
I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see how things unfold. I think there's a lot of factors in that. But honestly, just really playing this year, putting everything I have into it, not really focusing on next year, whether, you know, I leave or stay, whatever. Obviously, I have the option to do either one. Kind of my mindset's been that I'm going to move on, but who knows? There's a lot of things that could happen. Just really focusing on this year, not trying to look ahead, not trying to worry about that. Obviously, I can't control it, and really just trusting that God has a plan for me no matter where that is, no matter where I go, whether that's across the country or that's close to home or I stay another year, no matter what it is, you know, we'll work it out. So I'm not sure. That's a tough one, but we'll see how it all unfolds.
You know what they call that, Don? OSFY, OSFY.
What's OSFY?
Old sound from yesterday.
That definitely was old sound from yesterday. But I'm glad to hear it.
We didn't play this.
I enjoyed hearing it.
We talked about it.
Well, then why don't you play the Gettysburg Address? We've never played that either.
You know what? That's just an unreasonable comparison.
A little bit of an exaggeration. Plus, I don't think there's
any. And by the way, if I came up on the audio of the Gettysburg Address, I got news for you. We're leading ENN.
But we're leading the show.
I don't know if you lead the show with that. Not after what Cash did.
Well, this is the Gettysburg Address. This is audio.
Did you have the? Do you have the story, Peter, about the Super Bowl?
I do.
Can I comment at least off that sound?
Sure. No. Well, Michael ruined the sound by saying it's old. But Don, if you have a thought, you're allowed to.
I don't understand. It's not like he's not with us any longer. Can somebody just ask them if you're drafted by the Jets, will you go? How hard is that?
Yeah,
we're dancing around it. What are the factors? Are you going to come out? Right now, the Jets are 0-7. It looks like they will have the first overall pick in the draft. Will you be a Jet? Nobody thinks to ask him that?
So, Don, you know what? It's a great point by you.
Because they're the odds-on favorite to land the pick. He said there are factors. So I would think, all right, the Jet, where you get drafted might be a factor. Would you go? Then we can fit. Then we can really dissect it, right? Call Clemson. Get them on tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Michael, I'm guessing the story you were referring to is the fact that Adam Schefter is reporting that the NFL is moving forward with plans for a reduced capacity Super Bowl to be played February 7th, even if the league ultimately adds an 18th week to its regular season. So it's Tampa's Raymond James Stadium, which holds 65,000. With temporary seating, its capacity would have been enlarged to 75,000. Fans will be in pods 6 feet apart, and masks will be required. Pods. What does that mean, guys?
I guess they'll put some kind of bubble over them.
Like the cone of silence from Get Smart?
Just like that, yeah. And they'll all be talking into their shoe.
I'm a little confused by that.
I'm surprised that they've already... I mean, who knows? There could be a vaccine at the end of December. You're already committing to just 20% of capacity?
Well, I think that's being realistic. That's the smart play here. Because you can always add more, but what you don't want to do is have to scale back completely.
Let me ask you, how much do you think that would be? Or how much does the NFL make from having...
Okay, well, let's say this. Right now, the Bucs have had an average of 10,961 fans. So let's say the Super Bowl will be bigger. Let's call it generously 15,000 fans, Don.
Right.
And they usually charge $2,000 a ticket.
So that's a lot of money to you and me.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money for them
to go through.
But it's also part. It's a big perk of giving to advertisers too. But I don't know what advertisers are going to want to be partying down there.
Oh, they'll want to go especially when it's a limited. Dude, the Super Bowl ticket's already an impossible ticket. You know the clout that comes now with getting the limited Super Bowl ticket.
I had talked to somebody who told me. And this is going back a couple of months ago, but it's not like things have gotten better. They think there's going to be a Radio Row.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we wouldn't be there under any circumstances. We've figured out it's ridiculous.
We've retired from Radio Row.
And I wouldn't doubt if there would be some radio stations that would be okay, you know.
But, well, I mean, there's some radio stations that would show up to the opening of a Duane Reade.
But do you think...
You didn't go with Grand Union. I like that.
No, I mixed it up. You talk about super spread.
How many times, Michael, and we went to Radio Row like 12 consecutive years.
There's each been one worse than the next.
Three, four times that I came back with something.
Oh, like it was already
flu,
a super spreader event.
Ear infection, because that's all you're doing. You're shaking hands with people, talking to people. We're all crunched together in either some mall in Minneapolis or some convention center in New Orleans, and we're all like basically shoulder to shoulder.
Loud mouths yelling for hours. Ugh. It is the super spreader event of the cinch. It's a good way to wipe out a lot of the sports talk population, though.
Open up a lot of jobs.
That's what I'm saying, Michael. Yeah, there'll be a lot of... You know what? We could syndicate after that, because there'll be openings down the board.
But we will not compromise our sensibilities and our topics. So if, you know, some radio station wants to simulcast this in Tennessee...
That's right.
We're still doing what we're doing.
You get what you get.
You get what you get, right.
We're not talking Titans, all right? We're just not. Now, Wisconsin's game at Nebraska
Titans.
Has been canceled. Sorry?
Titans.
The Titans. Wisconsin's game at Nebraska has been canceled after a number of COVID-19 cases have emerged on the Badgers. 12 people within the program tested positive over the past 5 days, 6 student athletes, 6 staff members.
3 quarterbacks.
Including the head coach, too.
Man, they just got started.
Yeah, 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, but you know what? When the kids are you know, when they're in the program... And under the watchful eye of the coaches, it will never spread.
No.
That will save them. That's better than the pod. That's better than being Howard.
If the Big Ten didn't start, Michael, everyone would have gotten sick. By the grace of God, they were in season. That's why only a few got sick.
Well, this is
the safest place on the planet. But with the NFL is going to announce, Peter, they're not going to put pods. They're not going to have pods. They're going to actually have college football. In the stands, because that's the safest place to be, right? So the end of the Super Bowl will actually be played with college football teams in attendance.
Now, this is big. I should have led ENN with this, but Don, please check my Twitter immediately.
Okay.
I have posted a picture that needs to be seen by the world. It's a retweet from Gregory Kennedy, who put together a Who Wore It Better split screen of today's Michael Kay with McLovin from Superbad. And Don, is this not one of the best ones we've ever seen?
That's it. It's gorgeous. I don't know what you were thinking today, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, what was the... Now, were you a maitre d' or, you know, a waiter somewhere before you came here? Why the dress-up vest?
I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
So, we are... going to have a new sponsor of the show. And this shirt is the sponsor. And it's unbelievable how soft it is. It's a kind of material I've never felt before.
Okay.
So they had sent me one. I had a conference, a Zoom call with them today.
Okay.
And I said, well, I can't just wear a blue shirt. It'll look like I'm a maitre d'. So I put a vest on top of it. And my shirt... McLovin's shirt is the spread collar. It's ridiculous. People don't know what style is. All right, people could go take a flying leap if they don't like this vest. This vest is stylish. It's in, and there are blue lines in the vest, which bring out the blue in the beautiful, beautiful shirt.
Peter, do you have Zoom?
It's called buttercloth. That it really feels like butter.
RJ,
Peter, do you have Zoom?
I have Zoom.
Do you wear shirts?
I wear shirts.
Interesting.
Not just a blue shirt. I'm sorry, I won't do that.
No.
I didn't want to wear a sport coat.
It's only you that had the meeting. We don't exist.
By the way, you think you'd look like a maitre d' for wearing just a light blue button-down shirt?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I'd have to offset it.
All right, offset from the Migos. How about you throw on a sport coat?
Yeah, that would be
I thought thing. About it, but
sport
it's a
coat
little,
with the button-down shirt, like a civilized human being.
What is wrong with the vest? I mean, you're wearing a hideous black contraption on you. Don's wearing the 98.7 ESPN shirt for maybe the 18th time in the last 2 weeks.
A hideous black contraption? This is a hoodie. It's tremendous. I don't know what Don's wearing. I'm not looking at him right now. But the vest with nothing else, Michael, you have to admit it's a risk. You can't. You can say you love it. We can't say it's not a risk.
Peter and I didn't try. I needed to wear a shirt. I wore a shirt. I didn't.
Why did it take until 6:30 for you to bring this up? If you were so,
because you were in the middle of baseballing, and I wasn't in on the day after the World Series when you're focused and serious. I wasn't going to be a petulant jerk. And
I love baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
I do want you. I want you. When we finally get to be near each other, you've got to feel the shirt. It's called buttercloth. Buttercloth. It's
unbelievable.
Buttercloth. It's called buttercloth. I've never felt material so soft and
delightful. It's called
buttercloth. And they're going to be a sponsor on the show.
Is that the name buttercloth?
It's called buttercloth.
Well, they're going to love this drop then. That's amazing.
Is that a Gucci shirt you're wearing, Peter?
But I wasn't going to scream that because I didn't want to seem like a nozzle. But
are a nozzle for wearing it. So that's probably about a $300 sweatshirt.
If you felt the
inside. And if Modell's was still open, you could get it for about $1.50.
If you felt the inside. Oh, let me tell you one thing. Love Modell's. They don't have any sweatshirts that feel like this on the inside. This is heavenly. Heavenly! And I got it at the outlet, I'll have you know, okay?
The outlet. So instead of $600, it's $390.
It's a nice thought. That'll do it for ENN on this, a Wednesday evening.
It's a great ENN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.